Next patient is Lorraine Gillespie. The last name is Gillespie. First name Lorraine, Lorraine. Clinical case of an 88-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. We noticed today that there is a change in the serum creatinine from 2.5 to 3.17, and the estimated GFR went down to 13.6 mLs per minute. After interviewing the patient, she fell and had severe injury in the right index finger that had to be attended by the doctor in emergency room. Several stitches were placed, and she was given cephalexin 4 times a day. The patient developed a rash, a general malaise after 3 days of taking the medication. She decided to stop the medication. And I think that this is playing a major role in the deterioration of the kidney function. This patient has minimal proteinuria, less than 300 milligrams in 24 hours. Less 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, anemia. The patient is hemoglobin is 7.9. She's taking iron, and I think that is part of the deterioration of the kidney function. We're going to continue the close observation. She goes to the Florida Cancer Center. Following number arterial hypertension, this hypertension is under control, 160 over 60 for a patient that is 88 years old. Following number, the patient has macular degeneration. That has not deteriorated. Following number, hyperuricemia that is part of the acute kidney failure. At this point, we are going to reevaluate this case in about 4 weeks with laboratory workup. The patient was given instruction regarding uremic syndrome. We explained the uremic syndrome, and we were supposed to be notified if any of the symptoms of the uremic syndrome appear. My impression is that this patient could go to the baseline kidney function that she used to have. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab and the visit to the hospital. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation. 7 minutes.